and fun.
Yeah, no, totally fair.
Well, you know what? It's 9 o'clock. It's my hour now. Yeah. So I think we got to start transitioning. So I'm just going to say I dug it. It was super cool. I love like the piano, the drums bouncing back and forth off each other. It was great times. Mm-hmm. Great times. And we got to do the whole like station thing. So this is CJSF 90.1 FM. You were just listening. What is your, because I thought it was Jazz Boulevard.
No, Jazz Boulevard was the slot that I took over.
Ah.
My show is The Other Note.
All right. Well, you're just listening to The Other Note with Matthew and Grayson. And,
with Matthew. Guest featuring one time and one time only, Grayson.
Oh, no. Just the one time.
I'm being silenced.
He brought in so much bad juju that like everything that went wrong, I have to blame on him.
All right. Well, it's his fault.
He is the station intern.
So. I'm a lightning rod.
Yep.
This is crazy.
Exactly.
I'm the station intern? That's actually huge.
As far as I know, you're the only one. You're the only one in my heart.
Am I an intern?
I mean, that's the only way I could justify bringing you on the show.
Yeah, right on. I'm the station intern.
Thank you.
Respect on the name.
Yeah. He's got business cards. He's got business cards that if you were not imaginary radio people, he would gladly hand you.
I know you're not imaginary radio people, okay? Because you tune in and you listen to me, and therefore you're real. Garen has imaginary radio people, not me. I have real ones.
There's one definite real one, and that would be my mom.
Oh, shout out to Garen's mom.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Thanks for no mom jokes, because I know it's April Fool's. But
no, that's totally fine. Save those for another time.
Yeah, right. Respectful. We are respectful here.
We do our best.
In our diverse, independent, and yours radio station.
Indeed.
Yeah. There I go. I think I've plugged everything I need to plug there. But yeah, you guys want to stick around while I do my show too? Or have you got things to do on this glorious Wednesday night?
I might stick around for a little bit.
All right. Well, let me talk a little bit about what's going on tonight. Because it's this rainy, dark, gloomy night. I don't know if you guys have walked outside recently, but it's rainy. It is night. It's dark. It's gloomy. It's cold. And this past week, I've been walking around a lot because I'm trying to like keep my energy up for my new job. And just listening to whatever we have on the Plex here, the CJSF library, and I found these really interesting new tracks. Like a new artist. Well, she's not a new artist, but she just released a new album. Her name's Isabel Pine. And what's super cool is like, okay, so she started on classical viola when she was 3 years old and then switched to like all the instruments apparently, because in this album she plays viola, violin, cello, double bass. But the cool thing is this album she started recording in 2024 in a cabin in the middle of the woods in BC. And so she's wandering around playing her instruments outside and she's like, oh, that natural reverb, oh, these animal sounds. So she did like field recordings and mixed them with her playing, which she recorded outdoors in BC to make this album. And it's full of like really nice textures. Like, it's not, how to say, like if you listen to like a classical quartet, like everybody's playing stridently and like you've got the mics a bit back so you can hear the room tone more than you can hear the instrument sound. But she's got these mics like right up on the instrument. She's barely playing, so you hear a lot of the bow noise and the rosin noise on the strings and stuff. Oh man, it's super textural. And yeah, I just thought I'd really like to share this with all of our listeners in the area. And yeah, it's good stuff. So if you guys want to stick around and listen to it, I guess I can start it now. It's a little earlier than I had intended, but there's plenty of time to talk.
We can definitely keep chatting about whatever. So yeah.
All right.
What time were you planning to start at?
Well, I mean, okay, so I'm super, super organized. Then I have like my spreadsheet with all my timings. I was like, okay, I can talk for 8 minutes before I have to play a song. And we're only at about like 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
But you know what? I can fill this time later. So
this is a very different thing between my show and your show, because on my show, I barely talk and I just put music on and I'm just vibing. But this is the beauty of community radio. Everyone has their own, you know, different way of doing things. And the nice thing is we get to show Grayson, our beautiful intern, you know, just a couple more ways of doing the show.
Yeah, man. Variety is the spice of life. You got your super chill, laid back approach, and then you've got Mr. Spreadsheets.
And like, honestly, Grayson, if you decide to become a programmer and follow in our footsteps, you too will be able to chart your own path.
Yeah.
I'm so inspired right now.
I honestly
so inspired.
This is, even though you're taller than us, which is disappointing, we are your big brothers in this endeavor. So
I like how you just called yourself out to all the radio people that didn't need to know anything about that.
I mean, so to all the beautiful radio people who have listened to my hour that was sabotaged so horribly by Grayson. Grayson is like a freak of nature. As in, like, I'm tall, but he is taller than I am. He's not quite Shaq, but, you know, it's
what
more
are you, like,
than
6'7", 6'8"?
8, yeah.
6'8".
And, like, that's
204 for those centimeters people out
he's
there.
He's over 2 meters tall.
Yeah, it's weird.
And Matthew loves to make a big deal out of it.
Because I feel so uncomfortable being shorter than someone. That doesn't normally happen.
Well, listen, you know, the world is a big place.
It is.
And it's full
it's
of scary things. And what's important is that we face our fears and we're brave every day.
And that's why I invited you on my show.
Yeah. And
to
I
deal with this trauma.
And thank you very much for inviting me.
I love that Garen has had like the first 8 minutes of his show colonized by this.
Well, I guess this is a good time to bring up that we are broadcasting on Burnaby Mountain on the unceded and ancestral territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. It's a great time to mention that, I think, now that they bring up colonization.
Yes, you know what? I hope that didn't make anyone uncomfortable, but that is 100% true, yes.
And I had to throw it in there. It's on our programming notes. They train us, like, you got to say that at the beginning of each show. And we're still in the beginning. And I mentioned the station name. We did that shout out. I did our slogan, Diverse, Independent, Yours.
Yes. No, I don't. I never do the slogan, but I always make sure I manage to look in and hit the
territorial acknowledgement.
The territorial acknowledgement. Thank you.
No. It's words.
This is one of those days where I wish I had drank some coffee because...
Oh, I did.
What, did you?
Yeah, I had like a little sandwich and a coffee before I sat down to edit audio and then do my programming. And all that. Like, I showed up at 7, I'm like,
I can't, I only drink coffee after like 2 p.m. if I've been drinking alcohol and I know I'm going to pass out later.
Well, that's a great point to transition into some music.
Absolutely.
So, all right, let's do this. We got Isabel Pine. I'm going to play you a few tracks off her album Fables. We got Wolves, United Kindling Waxing, Fables, titular track, and Moonlight. So here we go.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is Extra Tonal being handed off from the other note. And today in studio is a special treat. I've got Matthew from the other note and his one-time guest, Grayson.
Hi.
A.K.A. The tall boy.
Yeah, the official intern.
Yeah, official intern.
Nice. You know what? We got 10 minutes to talk now. Actually, a little more than that because, I dropped the PSAs because apparently I don't need to play them.
I mean, you can lead the discussion because you know more about classical as a whole than I do. So,
actually, Grace and I were having an interesting debate about that last song we were listening to as to whether, like, which parts were cello and which parts were bass.
And you're explaining that they're only an octave apart.
Right, yeah. The bass is one octave below the cello. And I started on cello and then I switched to bass. And what's super confusing is that the bass is tuned from the bottom string, E, A, D, G. Mm. And the cello is tuned C, G, D, A. So when I would read cello music, I'm like, okay, so this line is A. Okay, this top line is A, so that's an open string. And when I started playing bass and I'd have to play an A, I'm like, oh, that's an open string. But the top open string on the bass is a G. So my first bass teacher's like, when are you going to get it straight?
Wait, so a double bass is tuned the same as a bass guitar?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, same range, same tuning.
Because I've played the bass guitar before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I just had this idea that I'd never be able to play a double bass because it was like a totally different beast.
I mean, I guess the first thing would be the fact that it's one is fretted and the other one isn't.
But I played a cello once and like finding the notes wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. Like, I definitely like, because I didn't grow up musical, and so I picked up instruments late, so I was like, I'll never be able to find a note. But it's really not that hard.
Yes, yeah, it's practice, for sure. Like, it's not like, you know, you're just born with it or you're not.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of it, too, is like, there's landmarks on the instrument, and you learn, like, hand positions and hand shapes and the distance for your fingers and all that. So, yeah, the cello, you can use all four fingers pretty easily. But on the bass, you start with just one, two, and four. So your pointer finger, your middle finger, and your pinky is like your main fingers because the string length on an electric bass is a lot shorter than the string length on a stand-up bass. Mm-hmm. So, half step at the top of the neck, like right up by the scroll on the stand-up bass is like, you can't see this radio audience, but I'm holding my fingers up like a reverse Vulcan.
Yeah, imagine that you're holding up a cell phone, balancing it on your pinky finger, and then cradling it with your pointer finger.
And then you stick out your two middle fingers there, your ring in your middle, and you're like, I'm poking myself while I try to Inspector Gadget call somebody.
That's a half step?
Yep, between your pointer and your middle finger and the pinky is a half step.
Yeah, that's like a
whole step.
That's like, yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, you probably wouldn't have to spread that much. Like, once you get on the instrument, you can, like, it's like that.
Well, because a bass is almost just, like, where I would naturally hold my fingers. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's not.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. So the electric bass, yeah, it's you can use all four fingers at the bottom. But on the stand-up bass, you actually don't really get an opportunity to use all four fingers that often. Like, maybe near the shoulder. But then once you go past the shoulder, you have to go to what they call thumb position. So this becomes your thumb, the side of your thumb becomes like the first finger. And then 1, 2, 3 is like 2, 3, 4. But you can do that up top because as you go higher on the string, the space between a half step gets smaller. Mm. So it gets complicated though. And actually thumb position is super painful until you build up the calluses.
Yeah, it probably takes a while to actually make sure you get the calluses in order to stay on it. So
yeah, about a month. About a month of like daily practice. But 15 minutes a day will get you that in a month. But then, you know, you got to keep your fingernails real short. Mine are not right now, but like, because if my fingernails are too long, when I try to hit the string, they bounce off the fingerboard.
Yeah.
or they bounce off the string or something terrible. So yeah, everybody used to think I chewed my fingernails, but I'm like, nah, I got to play bass.
Nice. One of the few clean kept musicians, it seems.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, isn't the thing about musicians always that they're kind of grungy, dirty?
Classical musicians were clean different. On the outside.
Oh,
but, oh my gosh, if I could only tell you all the stories about the New York Philharmonic that I know.
So it's kind of like the Bandcamp joke, right?
Oh, it's way worse than that. There's no flutes. There's no flutes and orifices, but it's a lot of just like, it's basically like soap opera land. Like everybody is, you know, this person is having extramarital affairs with that person. This person got pregnant from that person. This person got kicked out of the orchestra because they wouldn't sleep with that person. Like it's all kinds of craziness.
This is an amazing thing to have happen on a like classical radio show where we're now just talking about like
the horrors of classical interactions.
The things you don't know.
Yeah, like I would read biographies of rock bands and I'm like, oh, that's nothing.
You should have a dating show like Love is Blind.
Oh my gosh.
But Love is Tone Deaf.
That should be your show.
Where I I'm the host?
Yes.
And I host a bunch of classical musicians, 22-year-olds.
Oh gosh.
When I give you the stamp of approval to graduate,
You're funding this. No, the recent referendum is funding this.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Thank you very much, SFU community, for voting yes on the $1.50 extra per student for this radio station.
And thank you, the very real listener, for participating in our fun drive every single year. The next one is coming up. And we know, as loyal CJSF fans, you will be there to support us as you always do.
Oh, our CJS fans. CJS fans. Fans. It's like ATM machine. AT machine. Oh, I'm a dork.
I love the maturity level of like the jazz and the classical shows because apparently, according to Grayson, I'm not very mature.
I won't tell the classical audience what you made me say on air. They simply, from what I've heard about the Philharmonic, they won't be able to handle it.
Oh, no, they'd be like, oh, that's a good one. I'll remember that for next rehearsal.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Harry Cox on my face. Was it? No, it was...
Harry Cox on my face.
Yeah, that was an artist and a song.
Yeah, the artist was Harry Coxon, and then the song was My Face.
Yep.
And then before that, he was asked to so kindly say... Would you blow me?
It actually wasn't. He pleaded.
He pleaded.
Oh, but he dressed it up nice. He was like, oh, to make up for the fact that I forgot to turn your mic on last chat time, I'm going to let you introduce these new songs.
I'm going to say one thing.
Go on.
Betrayal never comes from your enemies. Except this time.
Oh dear.
It's like a peaceful hazing ritual that has to happen for you to be able to get on air. We all did it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. They made me wear underpants on my head.
It was horrible.
Full of horror.
We took them right off of Magnus.
Oh, I wouldn't do that to poor Magnus. That's Magnus, why he volunteered.
I don't think you could reach the top of his head.
Magnus is
I guess
man.
You're not. It's not his head. It's my head.
Is Magnus the only person taller than you, Grayson?
He is not taller than me.
He's not taller. Oh, my gosh.
I'm taller than everybody.
You got so defensive.
I'm taller than everybody.
But Magnus has that, like, radio station manager aura. Exactly. So he seems, like, eternal in height.
Exactly. And we have lots of love and respect for Magnus, the great steward of this faithful ship on our journey through public radio.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is if you go on the cjsf.ca website, if you're able to because there's network shenanigans, there's actually a picture of him from like 15 years ago DJing. He's on a mic. He's on there. And the first time I saw it, I was like,